you know, the entire parak deals with the inyan of trying to be kone Torah. So al tavakesh gedul liatzmecha. While you're pursuing Torah, don't seek out gedula for yourself. Al tachmor kavo. Don't covet reward, kavod, honor. Yoser milimudecha. I say you should push yourself. You should do more. But what should be driving you to do more is not your desire for gedula. And the Maharal explains that gedula means srara. It means power over other people. Don't seek out Torah because you know that being a big Talmud Chacham is going to give you power over other people. And don't learn Torah in order to get kavod. Those shouldn't be the driving forces. You should, as the Mishnah says, yoser milimudecha, say, do more than what you're used to. Push yourself. Go out of your comfort zone. V'al tis'ave l'shulchanam shamalachim. And as you're doing this, as you're driving for greater and greater accomplishments, don't ever look over your shoulder and desire the shulchan of the malachim, which Maral says refers to wealth. Why? Because shulchan, sheshulchancha gadol mishulchanam. Because what you're acquiring is greater than theirs. Now remember, we're saying this Mishnah, learning this Mishnah on the context of the previous Mishnah, which was, guess what you're going to look forward to in a life of Torah? Bread, water, not necessarily sleeping in great comfort. Life of Torah and a life of dedication to Torah is not necessarily glorious in the material sense. You're not going to just drink water and eat bread. You might have to be called upon to be prepared to do that. You might have to be willing to say, you know what, air conditioning or no air conditioning, I'm going to learn today. Full stomach, not full stomach, I'm going to learn today. You might have to be willing to push yourself. But while you're doing that, don't turn it into a whole bracha levatala. Don't say, you know what, I'll pursue Torah, but I'll do it for control over others. I'll do it for kavod. And certainly don't ever look over your shoulder while you're accomplishing in Torah and say, I wish I was wealthy. I wish I was making money off of this. Was it a mistake to become a Rebbe? Maybe I could have been a great courtroom lawyer. Maybe I should have been a lawyer. Don't ever think such thoughts. Because what you're earning is much greater than theirs. B'kisrucha godol mikisram. And your crown is greater than their crown. Whenever we speak about crowns, the Maharal also notes how a crown is an adornment for your head. And the idea of a crown is that you're maximizing your mind. A crown is supposed to be something that represents a person's great accomplishment in the arena of the mind, which, as we know and we've spoken about many times, is the greatest part of a person. It's what makes a human, is his mind. So don't worry, even though it might look like they're accomplishing tremendous amounts. Kisrucha godol mikisrum. V'neman hu ba malachtecha sheyishalim l'chaschar pulasecha. And you should know that the person that you're relying on is absolutely trustworthy and it's worth relying on him. Meaning, you're putting all of your cards into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the greatest investment you could be making. And the Torah Yisrael makes another point. He says, you know, all the things that we're being told not to covet, you're going to get them if you learn Torah, which is a very interesting perspective here. You're going to get gedula. You're going to get kavod. Those first two things the Mishnah said, do more than you're used to, but don't do it for srara, for gedula. Don't do it for kavod. Says the Torah Yisrael, you will get those things. If you become a big Talmud Chacham, you're going to get a tremendous amount of kavod. You're going to get a tremendous amount of swara, but that's not supposed to be the driving force behind why you do them. That happens to be a very common outcome. That's not why you're supposed to do things. But to me, the part of the mission that speaks the most to me is certainly this last part here about, not the very last, but the penultimate point, the second to last point, that don't look at the table of the wealthy, because you should realize that what you're gaining is much greater than them. And this is a message that we really, really need to internalize. You know, many of you are going to be heading off to university when you're done with yeshiva. And when you're in college, when you're in university, You're going to be looking at other people, and especially when you get to higher levels of university, graduate school. And in some graduate settings, it's very cutthroat. Everyone's trying to be the top in their class. People don't want to help each other out. And certainly to take off hours of your day to sit and to learn, that's ridiculous. It's all about getting, you know, being placed number one in your class. It's all about beating out everybody else. And if a person cuts out time from their day to learn, they might start to get this feeling of like, what am I doing? I'm giving up. If I'm already in college, I might as well finish first in the class. And look, I'm not going to make as money. I'm not going to get as prestigious of a job. We have to always remember that the reason that we get involved in Parnassah, the reason is because we need to provide for our families. But our greatest crown, our greatest accomplishment is our accomplishment in Torah and Chesed and Tefillah and Midos. That's ultimately why we exist. And this idea of Shulchanecha Gadol Mishulchanam is something I think we really need to internalize. Now, I just want to bring this very personal for a second, because I feel like I have an opportunity to think about this in a very, very extreme way, in a very pronounced way. As most of you know, so I went to high school with Jared Kushner, and we were a year apart. I was a senior and he was a junior, and we were friends, and we had a lot of shared friends. We were on the hockey team together. We were on the debate team together. Now, obviously, there were a few things that were different, right? He's like tall and good-looking and blonde, and I'm just trying to get like my facial hair to grow in a little bit. And, you know, I went home and had dinner with my parents, and he went home and had dinner with the Clintons sometimes. So there were a few differences between us. But when you occupy the same place as someone, you know, you're in high school together. And, you know, I remember like going to Noah's Ark together before hockey practices and, you know, eating and hanging out and having a good time. And, you know, after school, going places together and having fun. And then, you know, fast forward and it's 20 years later. And I'm in my luxurious, spacious, 3-foot by 3-foot house cubicle office, and he's sitting in the west wing. So, you know, you can imagine that a person might start having these thoughts of like, what's going on here? Like, I creamed this guy on the debate team, you know, and, you know, he's just as smart as he is, probably smarter. And I helped him with his homework, you know, and you're thinking to yourself, like, I could be in the west wing. Now, it's true. It might require marrying certain people, and it might require other certain things, like, you know, multimillion-dollar donations to Harvard and things like that. But you could start to feel like, you know, I could have been that. I could have done that. And you have to think to yourself, but is that something that I would have wanted? If I could right now, you know, switch places with him, let him be living in Ramat Beit Shemesh, and I'll be living in the West Wing of the White House. So would I trade? And obviously not for a second. I wouldn't even think about it for a fourth of a second. Give up a life of teaching Torah and learning Torah and minyan and having an influence on guys and a family and like, you know, the type of family like that I have and the community I live in. Give that up for what? For millions of dollars, for fame, for prestige, to be on, and I know now you say, oh yeah, well, it's because he's getting trashed now in the news and everybody hates him and hates Trump. Okay, well, forget that. First of all, half the country doesn't. Half the country does like him. And you know what? He probably could care less, you know, as he, you know, wipes his nose with million-dollar bills and you know, lives the extravagant lifestyle that he lives and wields the power that he wields. First of all, if I wanted to do that, I'd probably have to make sure I get that word down properly. But wields the power that he wields. But I wouldn't give that up in a second. Shulchani harbe yoter gadol mi shulchano. But if you have a pashta guy and he goes to work and he has his daf yomi chavrus and he has his minyan and he has his Friday night chabura where he learns minchas chinuch and he has his shul and he has his kiddush with his Devar Torah, that is such a richer and more meaningful life than being a multimillionaire who runs around in the White House. And that is Shulchancha harbe yoter gadol mi shulchano. Again, I'm not here to pass judgment on him. I don't know what he does in his private life. Maybe he lives a very deep and meaningful religious lifestyle. But I'm just using him as an example. Someone who's in power, someone who's in tremendous prestige. And unfortunately, many people spend their whole lives looking over their shoulder, saying like, oh, if only. Don't say if only. It's biyadcha to live the most powerful, the most meaningful, and the most ennobling existence that could be had on all of planet Earth.